This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. We continue talking to all the chancellors across the ASU system by talking with Dr. Jennifer Methvin, the chancellor of ASU-BB. I asked her to give an update on the previous academic year and what she's looking forward to this coming academic year.
Our listeners may not be aware, but I came here last summer as chancellor of ASU-BB, so I have just completed my first academic year here at the institution, and I tell you, I surely have learned a lot about the kind of education that students get at ASU-BB during this first year. Our students just have such a rich experience, both inside and outside the classroom. I stand in awe of our faculty and staff. So, you know, we had some students travel to El Salvador this year and last year as well. I got to end the year with students, our TRIO students and Student Support Services students on the Heber Springs campus and their banquet, and listen to them talk about the very many ways that our Heber Springs faculty and staff support them. Our students just get exceptional experiences. They get excellent classroom instruction, but I tell you, it's the whole package, and I'm just so very proud to be here on this campus and in this role and working with these great colleagues we have here.
Dr. Methvin, if you don't mind reminding our listeners, tell us about some of the programs and what you all offer on the different campuses that make up ASU-BB, please.
Absolutely. So, you know, we do have very distinct and unique campuses. So the main campus here in BB is the only community college in the state currently with housing. So we have students who can live on campus and have that full student life experience. A lot of traditional programming here that you think of as college program, but also a lot of unique programming on the BB campus, like the only veterinary technology program in the state, the only associate level fine arts degree in the state, and students can study music and theater, among other things. And so some very unique programs on a very traditional campus in the state, the oldest community college in the state. But we also have the Searcy campus, which is where our regional career center is. So we have high school students who come there to study career and technical education every single day as part of their high school curriculum. But we also have post-secondary programs there in things like diesel technology, machining, welding, just a great array, nursing, a great array of really great programs there, as well as general education on the Searcy campus. When you talk about our Heber Springs campus, it's probably the most beautiful place in the state of Arkansas to study. It's just an absolutely stunning campus. A lot of transfer work goes on there as well, but we also have a hospitality program there, a welding program there as well, and we have some regional career center students who visit us on the Hot Springs campus as well, the Heber Springs campus as well. So it's just a very unique thing. But perhaps the most unique thing is that we actually do instruction at the Little Rock Air Force Base University Center there. We aren't the only institution of higher education there, right there outside the gate of the Little Rock Air Force Base, but we're the only community college there. And very, very working adult-friendly scheduling there. Civilians may certainly take instruction there. It doesn't have to be just our friends who come to us from the Air Force Base. And so a lot of traditional general education programming there that's in the evenings and late afternoons in a very adult-friendly version. So a lot of variety, traditional transfer, and lots of career education happening on all of our campuses, and just a great array.
And Dr. Methvin, how many students do you all serve there through the ASU-BB campuses?
So with all of our campuses put together, right now our enrollment is about 5,000 credit students. And I always give a caveat about that number, because that does not include those high school students that I talked about. Unless they are taking college credit, it doesn't include them. It doesn't include the workforce training that we do on the non-credit side of the house. It doesn't include our high school students who are in our upward bound programs, who are with us on Saturdays and a lot in the summer. And again, unless they are taking college credit, which they generally are not doing until they're a senior, then it does not include them. So our touch is much wider than that credit student count that we always hear in the news and that we share.
One thing I think that was really exciting, I know there was a lot of exciting things that took place over this past academic year, but by way of the John Deere facility that you all have, by way of what's going on there, receiving, once again, national recognition for what you all are doing. Kind of tell us about that and how important that is for what you all are doing there at ASUBB.
Absolutely. That's another one of those very, very unique programs that we have here on the BB campus. And so those students come to us having the support of a dealership that they actually go to work on Fridays. They leave us on Thursdays from instruction and go back home and go to work in the dealership that will be waiting to shake their hand and give them a job when they cross our stage. And so it's just a very, very unique program. And to once again have been recognized by John Deere with their top award for their instructional programs in our nation is just such an honor. And I have to tell you, our instructors in that program, they are top-notch. Our advisory committee for that program met last Friday in the middle of the day just before we started our graduation season. So we had folks from about four states here on our campus advising us about what we do so well, the areas they'd like to see us strengthen, giving us advice about how to make the program work better for them, and supporting us. I tell you, the in-kind support that we get through John Deere is absolutely incredible. In fact, it makes the program possible. As you can imagine, it's not an inexpensive program. Agricultural equipment, we need that to give our students the full experience for what they will encounter when they get on the job. And it's John Deere's contributions to us that make that possible. And so it's very unique. You know, we hear, Jonathan, a lot about how colleges aren't connecting with employers. This is a model for the nation. We are working directly with employers. Employers are sending us students, and we're sending them back educated and ready to go in the workforce. So I think I can be a little biased here, I know, but I've only been here a year. I think this is a model program.
So as you kind of take a look at your second year, your second full year here as it starts in the academic year that's coming up, what are some of the goals that you have? What are some things you would like to see in this next academic year, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think like almost every college or university in the state, we have given ourselves some enrollment goals and some challenges to try to reach more Arkansans. In our service area, we look at our sending high schools, for instance, all the high schools in our service area. And when we look at those high schools, for the most part, about half of the students who are seeking a higher education come to us and about half go to someone else. And those are pretty good odds. But the number we don't like is that in some of those high schools, as many as half, sometimes a little bit more than half, are not seeking higher education at all. So we've sort of set ourselves the challenge of how can we impact that group, let them know what educational pathways we have available for them, let them know the rewards and benefits and the costs of pursuing those pathways, let them know about the employment that would be available to them or the transfer opportunities that would be available to them, and try to have an impact on that body of students. Certainly all of us in the state of Arkansas, on the two-year colleges anyway, have experienced, since the economy has strengthened, we've experienced a downturn in enrollment. But we think there are lots of folks out there who could benefit from an ASUBB education, and we want to do a better job of not being what I call the best-kept secret in Central Arkansas, and let people know what we have available and how those programs could benefit their life. So enrollment management, as we say around here on campus, is certainly a very active goal for us, and we're making some headway in those areas. A second goal for us, if you've taken a look at our strategic plan, we have a strategic priority that we call Strong from the Start. We're really looking closely at our onboarding of new employees, our support of current employees, and our onboarding and support of our students. So on both the employee and the student side, we want to make sure we're arming everybody from their first day with us with the information and support that they need. We, for instance, have a task force going right now that's looking very closely at how we orient our new employees at various levels, whether they're coming in to serve as an administrative assistant or serve in our payroll office or wherever they might be serving, what they need to know to be able to be the best that they can be at their job. So that is a great initiative of ours as well. We're also taking a very close look at our programming that we offer to students. I've asked us the question, are we offering the just right programs and the just right formats in the just right locations at the just right times? And so that's a pretty lengthy process to both take a look at what you're currently offering, and if that needs to be on another campus, or it should be a hybrid program, or it's something that could better serve students by moving totally online. Those are tough questions. You know, and those tough questions involve, do we have any programming that is not serving students and employers and the economy of our area well? And do we need to think about taking those resources to other programs? And then, of course, we have some programs identified that we want to begin. And program startup is an expensive thing, but we know there are some areas and some needs in our communities that we currently don't have programming to support, and so we want to work on adding those programs to our cadre. That's, of course, something you have to continually work on every single year, but we're taking a particularly close look at those things right now. We want to best be able to serve the citizens and the economy of our area, and got a few things in the hopper that I look forward to talking with you about.
Before we let you run, and I do enjoy having you on, and please come back anytime. Is there anything else you'd like to add, please, Dr. Methvin?
I've been reflecting a lot this week about just the incredible faculty and staff at this institution, and I wanted to share this number with you. We have 62 employees that have more than 15 years of experience, 15 years or more, up to 40 years of experience at this institution. And these fine people come in here to create, you know, our mission statement is about providing quality learning experiences that transform lives for our students. And to our folks, that's not a mission statement. That is what they seriously do every single day. And it's just been an amazing year seeing these folks in action with our students and in the communities that we serve. So I'm honored to be here and excited for the next year.
That's ASUBB's Chancellor, Dr. Jennifer Methvin. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.